usually about every quarter or so, we usually have a worship service that is done in songs, which our pianist, Connie, usually coordinates for us. And so to lead out in this is going to be, Connie, are you coming first, or it will be Claudette? Okay.
Happy Sabbath, and I welcome each one of you, and a special welcome to Maranatha. I'm so thankful you're here with us. Our opening song, Love Lifted Me, shows us the love that Jesus has for us and the love we need to show to others. Jesus came down and spent time with us so we could see the love of God. Only Jesus could be our Savior, but we are to let others know of that saving love. Others learn of God by seeing our actions and words. It is our character that we take with us from this earth when we go to our heavenly home. From the devotional Our Father Cares, Mrs. White writes, "We are to follow the example set by Christ and make him our pattern until we shall have the same love for others as he has manifested for us. He seeks to impress us with this profound lesson of love. A character formed according to the divine likeness is the only treasure that we can take from this world to the next. Those who are under the instruction of Christ in this world will take every divine attainment with them to the heavenly mansions." Online there is a list of characteristics, and that's what I was trying to do for today, was the characteristics, take some characteristics of Christ that we need to imitate. And there was a list of 60. But whenever I read the list, I was trying to look at what I wanted to do. The first 9 were the gifts of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit. So that is what I am going with today. And I have taken some information from offline on Fruit of the Spirit by Crystal McDowell. Have you ever bit into a piece of fruit that was perfectly ripe and tasty? It's a satisfying experience and a wonderful treat for your taste buds. In contrast, have you ever bit into fruit that had all the appearances of being delicious, yet it was sour, moldy, or dry? Not so good, right? Does your fruit of the Spirit look appetizing? Notice it is the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. Our fruit of the Spirit is one piece with many different characteristics. All believers have the fruit of Spirit available to them. The size of fruit is different among believers. Some are new or just blossoming. Others are matured. Some people spend time cultivating their fruit so that it is flourishing, while others tend to neglect their fruit and it becomes unproductive. We will be taking the 9 fruit of the Spirit and reading some verses showing us some of the characteristics of Jesus which we need to imitate. We'll also be singing some songs about wanting to be like Jesus. If we would just have a short prayer. Heavenly Father, as we go over the fruit of the Spirit, may our hearts and minds be open to what you have to say to each of us as individuals and as part of your family. We do want to have your fruit flourishing in our lives, so our family, friends, community, and all who we meet will see you. Pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I'll be reading a short piece of each of the first 3 fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. Love will enable us to appreciate our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and of course our family and others around us. Love is taking the initiative to build up and meet the needs of others without experiencing anything in return. In John 13, verse 1, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." John 15, verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." From the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13:3, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing." 1 John 3:18. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Is your love unconditional, or is your love most evident when everything goes your way? This type of fruit keeps on loving even when it's difficult to show affection to others. The capacity to love grows out of the agape love from the Heavenly Father. On to joy. Joy will allow us to enjoy His creation, others, and our circumstances with an expression of delight and real authentic happiness from and with harmony with God and others. Proverbs 15:13, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. John 15:11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 17:13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And in the Old Testament, we read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can you have joy in the chaos, or does your moodiness hover over everyone like a cloud? Not that anyone should be joyful about the hard times, but rather that your joy comes from God, and He will see you through these hard times. And God uses every trial to help you become stronger in the faith. Peace. Peace is surrendering and yielding to the Lord's control, for He is our ultimate peace. It is allowing tranquility to be our tone and to control our emotions. This will be fueled by our harmonious relationship with God, so we can hand over control of our heart, will, and mind to Him. Once we make real peace with God, we will be able to make and maintain peace with others. Matthew 5:9 from the Beatitudes. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and always be thankful. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Is your inner person wrecked with anxiety and worry when everything falls apart? Or can you rest in God's peace? There is no peace for the wicked. However, for believers, it is available every time you pray and leave your concerns with God.
We're going to turn to the insert and sing, I Have the Joy. I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I have the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I have the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I have the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in peace that passes understanding down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. And let's repeat that first verse. I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Thank you.
Patience, long-suffering, and forbearance. Patience is showing tolerance and fortitude to others, and even accepting difficult situations from them and God without making demands and conditions. Colossians 1:11, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Matthew 27:14, but he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. And from James 1:3-12, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Can you be still and wait on God? Or are you tempted to always move ahead so you can stay in control? Patience is a fruit that will grow with your experience of being stretched in faith, especially in times of trial. Kindness. Kindness is practicing benevolence and a loving attitude toward others. Ephesians 4:32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And the Lord, from 2 Timothy 2:24, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. And Colossians 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Galatians 6:9-10. Let us not be weary in doing good, for we will reap in due season if we don't give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us work kindness toward all men, and especially toward those who are of the household of faith. Do others sense your kindness in words and actions? Or are they more accustomed to your angry, critical, or judgmental response? A gentle word, a soft answer, or a helping hand all demonstrate the fruit of kindness in this culture of rudeness and selfishness.
Please turn to page 319 in your hymnal. Lord, I want to be a Christian. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be in my heart, Lord.
And though I weren't able to be with us today, so I'll be reading Goodness and Faithfulness. Goodness displays integrity, honesty, and compassion to others and allows us to do the right thing. In Matthew 19:16, "Now behold, one came and said to him, 'Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?'" In John 3:11, "Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God." Psalms 31:19, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men." Ephesians 5:9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Are your conversations marked with genuine virtue and honor? Or is your conversation tainted with worldly language, immoral tendencies, or gossip? Goodness doesn't mean that you are perfect, but rather someone who sincerely reflects the integrity of God within. A believer who demonstrates the fruit of goodness has a tendency to believe the best about people. Faithfulness is a gluing fruit that will preserve our faith and the other characters of the Spirit, as well as identity, identifying God's will so we can be dependable and trusting to God and others. In Matthew 25:21, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, and good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" 1 Corinthians 12:9, "To another, faith by the same Spirit; to another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit." 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "He who calls you is faithful; he also will do it." 11:1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." 1 Corinthians 4:2, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." 10:23, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Does your reputation reflect dependability and steadfastness in the faith? Or do people expect you to be late, undependable, or to drop off the map on a project? The faithfulness represents God's Spirit dwelling within. Those who cultivate the fruit of faithfulness are compelled to complete every good work for His glory.
Please turn to page 311. "I would be like Jesus." Gentleness and self-control. Gentleness is the character that will show calmness, personal care, and tenderness in meeting the needs of others. Isaiah 40, verse 11, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. 2 Timothy 2:24. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and be patient. 1 Corinthians 4:21, what do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod or in love and a spirit of gentleness? Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. 1 Timothy 6:11, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Is your meek spirit felt around those who live or work with you, or do they feel that you are a hard and legalistic person to deal with? A spirit of gentleness gives grace freely and consistently. Believers and unbelievers should feel at ease around you because of your presence of gentleness. Self-control will allow us to have discipline and restraint with obedience to God and others. Titus 2, verses 11 through 12, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from every form of evil. Do you control your appetites or do they control you? Your appetite can be food, drink, time used with computer, television, games, anything that steals your time from God. Believers can demonstrate a life of self-control and discipline in a world where every day is an opportunity for gluttony. You have the power through the Spirit to control your cravings. We're going to sing the last insert, "Oh, to Be Like Thee." This is a song that is possibly not familiar to many of us, myself included, but we're going to do the best we can with it. Connie's going to play it through for us. Thank you.
To be like thee,
stamp thine own image deep in my heart. Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep in my heart. Oh, to be like thee, while I am pleading, pour out thy spirit, fill with thy love. Make me a temple.
Did I miss something?
Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep in my heart. Oh, to be in my heart. While I am pleading, pour out thy spirit, and renew my love. Make me a temple meet for thy dwelling, fit me for life and heaven above. Oh, to be like thee, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart.
Is your love unconditional? Are you joyful and peaceful no matter what you may be going through? Are you able to wait on God no matter how long it may take or what the answer may be? Are you and your actions in kindness, or do others see anger, criticism, or judging? Are you dependable and faithful to God and those around you? Do others feel a gentleness about you? Do the things in your life control you, or do you give them to Jesus? How did your heart answer these questions? Is your fruit dying, stagnant, maturing? This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. John 15:8. If you want to be more like Jesus, you must put on the whole armor of God and have the fruit of the Spirit as Christ has shown us while on this earth and in his word. Jesus was in constant communication with his Father, just as we should be. Mrs. White in Signs of the Times, July 24, 1893 states, Jesus depended on prayer. He opened his public mission with fervent prayer, and his example makes manifest the fact that prayer is necessary in order to lead a successful Christian life. He was constantly in communion with his Father, and his life represents to us a perfect pattern which we are to imitate. We are dependent upon God for success in living the Christian life, and Christ's example opens before us the path by which we may come to a never-failing source of strength, from which we may draw grace and power to resist the enemy and to come off victorious. May each one of us continue to spend each day with Jesus and his word, bringing us closer and becoming more and more like him. By having Jesus come into our hearts, Jesus will shine out of our hearts, so others will see him and want to know him.
Okay, we're now going to sing Into My Heart, is one of your inserts.
Volunteers, I just looking at y'all, you guys are awesome. And our members, some of us are not here, but we're going to continue praying for all of you. There's great things ahead for you. And y'all keep praying for us. Some of us are not well, and some of us are going through things, but you know, with God, there's strength. So I'm going to ask all of you to bow in prayer, and we'll conclude. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this Sabbath. Oh, Lord, we ask you to be with us this day as we continue to worship you. And we thank you for our volunteers. God, they're doing such a great job. And we ask you, Lord, to continue helping them and blessing each one of them. Remember our members and our absent pastor and his companion and all our efforts. We pray that we do better for you and that we would come closer to you, Lord. And remember all our bad faults and all our things that we need to straighten up. Help us to get right before you come, Lord, so we can be saved. In thy precious name we pray, and we all say amen.